This is Tuesday, November 20th, 2012. The servers are going down, and that means it's time for episode 14 of Realm Maintenance. Ladies and gentlemen, Grummels and Yongle, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Ro, and thanks as always for listening. Today's show has one of the largest podcast news segments yet, a contest, and much more, so let's not waste any more time. Here is this week's Rolling Restart. As many of you know, when World of Warcraft goes through Realm Maintenance, the Kaprulu sector usually does the same. I'd like to take a minute to briefly talk about the StarCraft II expansion, Heart of the Swarm, and why you might still be interested in this if you're mainly a WoW player. This past week, Blizzard made somewhat of an unprecedented announcement and put a date on the release of a product roughly 5 months ahead of time rather than the usual 2 or 3 months we're used to. Heart of the Swarm will be released globally on March 12, 2013, and pre-sales have already begun for the regular digital and digital deluxe edition of the game. Why might this interest you if you're mostly a WoW gamer at heart? Well, if you purchase a digital deluxe version now, you'll get many of the benefits of the deluxe version outside of the expansion itself, including most notably the Baneling Battle Pet. You may have already seen a few people with Banelings in Azeroth, and they're sure to be a blast once leveled up and used in the pet battle system. The level 20 ability of the Baneling keeps very much in the theme of its mechanics in StarCraft II, as it destroys itself to deal massive damage to the opposing pet. For more specific information on the pet, check out warcraftpets.com, a great resource for all things pets in WoW. The digital deluxe version of Heart of the Swarm is $59.99, while the standard version is $39.99. The digital deluxe version also includes additional in-game content for both StarCraft II and Diablo III, so check out the StarCraft II site on battle.net to learn all the details. Later in the show, I'm going to mention how you can get your hands on one of a bunch of beta keys I'll be giving out for the Heart of the Swarm beta, which is now underway. For now, though, let's take a look at what's happening on Azeroth itself as we go around the world of Warcraft in 80 seconds. Today marks the opening of both Raidfinder and Heroic modes for the Terrace of Endless Spring, the final raid in this tier of content. This past weekend, the Battle.net World Championship for both StarCraft II and World of Warcraft Arena was held in Shanghai, China. Congratulations to North American Mage Warlock Shaman team of Snuts, Collective, and Venrookie, better known as Bring It, for winning the championship and the $105,000 grand prize. WoW celebrates its 8th anniversary this week. If you log into the game, you'll unlock a Feat of Strength achievement for logging in for the anniversary. In addition, you'll receive an item that will provide you an 8% experience and reputation gain bonus from kills during the 2-week celebration. The world event of Pilgrim's Bounty is currently underway and ends on November 25th. WoWhead has a great guide on this holiday activity, and if you want to learn more, check out the link I'll include in the show notes. According to recent 5.1 patch notes, Brawler's Guild invitations will have a chance to drop from select Horde and Alliance NPCs, but there's no specific information at this time as to which NPCs this item refers to. Finally, in PvP news, in patch 5.1, level 90 players will be able to queue for Tol'Barad and Wintergrasp. In addition, you'll be able to purchase Spirits of Harmony for 600 conquest points. And that's your news. Let's move on now to our podcast of the week. A little over 2 years ago, Azeroth changed forever. Cities were destroyed, the earth trembled, and somehow in all the chaos, the G-Kick podcast was born. Back then, who'd have thought that over 50 episodes later, one of the hosts of this WoW podcast would be talking about a global pet battle league. Today I have Shell from G-Kick to talk about the show, the league, and more. How are you doing today, Shell?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Well, let's start where I start with many of the interviews here. How did G-Kick get started, and what was the inspiration behind the name of the show?
Well, as far as the podcast itself, when we started 2 years ago, basically it was myself, my wife, and a buddy of ours who was also in our guild. We decided that we really wanted to do a podcast to talk about WoW, but we wanted to kind of centralize it around our guild. So the concept was, okay, this is going to be a guild podcast. It would be at least us three, and occasionally we'd invite other members of the guild on to guest and talk about Warcraft and all that good stuff. As far as the name goes, funny thing, I personally am horrible when it comes to thinking of names, and I couldn't think of a good name for the podcast, and our buddy, Tor, who we do the show with, thought of the name G-Kick, and it was short, sweet, it revolved around the guild concept, and it's like, that's perfect, we'll roll with it. And it became such a good brand, so to say, that it's become kind of the backbone for everything I do now.
Well, let's talk about the show a bit. What can people expect to hear when they listen to a typical episode of G-Kick?
That's a real good question. I wish I knew sometimes. I mean, yeah, the focus is on WoW. The intent is for the majority of the show to be about World of Warcraft.
Except when you talk for half an hour about Star Wars.
Exactly. We can get on tangents sometimes, as the last episode is probably the best example of. My intent, like usually before I do the show, I plan out this whole agenda of things we're going to talk about and things we can get to, and sometimes you have to adjust for time.
And your show does have the explicit tag on iTunes.
Oh, yes.
Would you say that there's plenty of that language throughout the show, or say it varies from show to show?
It is definitely a mature show to the point where we're not going to self-censor ourselves for anything. And the conversation, you know, we may use the casual swear throughout conversation. That's one thing to be aware of. I think one of the favorite bits that we do on the show, at least for a lot of people except for Allie, is Scar Allie. A lot of people who listen to it seem to really enjoy that bit, except for her. It started as, basically, we just decided to... Allie is very sheltered, maybe, so to say. At least to a point where we could dig out all of these terms that we could find on Urban Dictionary, like really bad stuff. And we would tell her to search for it, and we'd post the link up maybe in like Skype chat and say, okay, click on that, you're going there. And her reactions, of course, are what sell the bit. Yeah, when we do those shows, that's when it seems to definitely tilt and lean heavily on the explicit side. Whereas like the episode we did last week, probably not so much explicit. I'm sure we probably used, you know, a few curse words, but we didn't really get into any, as far as I remember, any really explicit conversation, so to say.
Now, I know the show comes out roughly every 2 to 3 weeks, but just recently you introduced a new short podcast to fill the gaps in between those shows. Can you talk a bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I just did the first episode called G-Quick. I take 100% credit for the name because I appreciate nothing more than a good bit of wordplay. So I went with G-Quick because, yeah, I mean, basically the intent behind the little show is it was just going to be me because I didn't want to have to try to schedule people to get on Skype and do this stuff and try to find them and make sure they're around or all that sort of stuff. I just wanted to sit down. If there's anything that I knew we needed to talk about, like, for example, this episode of G-Quick, I'm of course going to talk about this, being on this show and chatting with you and all that. And I wanted people to know about that and maybe some other little news that's come up that I think is worth talking about. And I'll spend maybe anywhere between 10 to 15 minutes just talking about, you know, that stuff and trying to share a brief opinion. And sometimes those topics that I bring up on G-Quick will carry over into the major podcast where, you know, we'll be able to discuss it at length amongst everybody who's involved in the show. While the intent is to try to do the show every other week, a lot of things do come up and we end up being delayed. And I was like, oh, I don't really want to have these three or like 2 or 3 week plus gaps between G-Kicks. I might as well do a quick little podcast to kind of keep our name fresh and keep the show fresh and get people tuning in for all the other stuff we do and talk about other news and what have you. So that's really the whole concept.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit more about the G-Kick Network. It is more than just G-Kick and G-Quick, and I think there's some non-WoW shows up on there, too. What else can people find there?
In addition to being, you know, the G-Kick podcast, we also... Our other internal podcast, as the case may be, the other one that I personally record and edit and run, is a pro wrestling podcast called Because Wrestling, which I know it's a very different type of genre, but we've been doing that for just over a year now. There is the Deck Tees, which is hosted by Estrus, who I know a lot of people know from the Double O podcast, which is mainly a podcast about Magic the Gathering and her personal experiences with, you know, tournament play and stuff like that, and it's good stuff. We also have the Game On Girl podcast, basically a gaming podcast with a, you know, a little bit of a female edge to it, and that. We also have a Guild Wars podcast. It is the Ascendants of Ascalon, is the name of the podcast. But yeah, those are the podcasts that are part of the network. They all put out new episodes at least every week. You'll find a new episode of one of those shows on our site.
Great. Sounds like a lot of stuff to check out there. Now, I also know the other big project that you've been working on that's been weeks and months in the making is the Global Pet Battle League. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of Pokemon. Was really excited about the whole PokeWow feature. And pet battles, I guess, to be clearer. Really excited about it. You know, as the months went by, I got into the beta. They rolled it out there. I was really excited about it. And I had this idea brewing in the back of my head. It's like, this is really cool. Can you do it, like, competitively? Would the system allow it? And I started thinking about it. It's like, well, I gotta try it out. Can you do, like, pet battle duels so you don't have to do just, like, these random queued pet battles? And you could. You could duel. And it's like, okay, so now we're getting into something. Is there any real strategy to this, or is this just going to be some lame little mini game? And it's like, no, there actually is strategy. There's a little bit of depth to this. It's like, okay, now we're getting somewhere. So I would say several months before the launch of the expansion, I decided I was going to go forward with a competitive pet battle league, now known as the Global Pet Battle League, or GPBL. And I announced it on GKIC shortly thereafter. I mean, the concept behind it is that you get a team of pets, at least 3 max level pets. You can have up to 6. Create a character on our host realm, which for the first season is going to be Doomhammer US Alliance. As long as you can create at least a level 1 character there, you're good. But yeah, I mean, we're going to host the tournament this season, in the Pumpkin Farm on Stormwind, which is a nice, big, wide-open, safe place to do these pet battles. All you have to do is just register at the site, and basically, on January 6th, if we have enough registrations, we're going to do a qualifying round, where we figure out the top 64. They're going to move on, 2 weeks later, to the actual tournament. And that's going to be a series of best 2 out of 3 matches, where the winners will progressively single elimination going down the line. The brackets will be posted up on the website as we have them. But yeah, and that day they'll all go down to best 2 out of 3. We'll update the brackets, and then the winner will be crowned the Season 1 GPBL champion. And yeah, that's really it. As long as you can make it, I think we finally settled on some times, which I haven't actually announced yet, but I think, what the hell, I'll do it now. The actual times on the days is probably going to be around 5 Eastern on Sunday the 6th for the qualifying and Sunday the 20th for the tournament itself, and it will go until it's done, basically.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to see what you do with the Global Pet Battle League, and I'm sure you'll be covering that quite a bit as your show continues through January. So why don't we tell everyone where they can find GKIC as far as the show, the website, Twitter feeds, and emails for yourself and your co-host?
Sure, let me see if I can get everything in here. As far as the network and the site goes, pretty much everything is linked to at gkic.net. You'll find all of the podcasts there, all the gaming news, as well as all the different sites that are a part of the network. Because in addition to the podcast, there's also a handful of sites that are involved with the network. You can find all those links there. You can also reach us on Twitter. The main account that posts all the news and posts that go up on GKIC.net is at GKIC Network. Myself, I'm at GKIC Perry on Twitter. There is our podcast co-host, my wife Hyacin, is at GKIC Haya. Tor is at GKIC_Tor. Ali, the one who has to be different, is at AliKara_ on Twitter. She apparently does not like us enough to be at GKIC anything, so whatever. That's everybody on the GKIC podcast. Of course, as far as the Pet Battle League goes, there's gpbl.gkic.net is the main site. I'm also on Twitter with that, at Pet Battle League. It's basically the Twitter handle for that. And it's also on Facebook, facebook.com/Pet Battle League. We're the only Pet Battle League out there, so you'll find us.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with the Global Pet Battle League, and also with GKIC and GQuick, and thank you very much for coming on the show this week.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me. It was good times. Even though the Warriors hate me now, but that's okay.
And after this 2-minute clip from GKIC number 54, I'll be back with podcast news.
How much have you done in the way of, like, PvP in this expansion so far? A lot?
I've actually put together my crafted set and basically starting the gear grind.
All right, but you've done a good fair share of PvP, and would you say, like, PvP so far, have you seen, like, a lot of a greater amount of really bad PvPers or just a really large amount of just bad players versus how it used to be?
We're still in the transition phase right now where people are still doing the change of gear. I think a lot of people are, one, trying to still understand the new monk classes and figuring out their role within the battleground setting. I feel like that's something that we're still seeing a lot of tweaking on, where we're trying to kind of find their role based on their spec.
But
seeing a lot of people.
Yeah, we're not even in a season yet, are we?
No, we're in a season. Okay. We're in a season. I think when you guys started the official raids, we weren't that far, much farther behind. I think we were only behind like a couple of days, maybe a week at the most. So, I mean, we're still seeing a lot of tweaks and changes. You're not going to really see the full change, or you're not going to see us into full swing probably until the next season for PvP.
But just like in terms of like the quality of player, I mean, you can tell if somebody's a bad player in PvP or if they're just like undergeared.
You're seeing more of an influx of bad players now because they'll come in on the PvE Rizul gear exactly as I called it. I'm still seeing that, and I'm not happy. I'm sorry, I'm not. And then the quality of BG, well, yeah, but then they made Bloodthirsty an account-wide achievement. And they play, and they count it up against all your honorable kills. We don't win. That's something that I'm, don't even get me started on that one. That's another thorn in my side. There's so many ways that they're taking away the things that make us feel single-handedly special compared to the raiders and other PvE casual players.
Thanks again to Shell from G-Kick for being on the show this week. You may have caught Shell saying at the end that warriors would now hate him. Why is that, you ask? Well, to find that out, you can listen to the full version of my interview with him at realm-maintenance.com later this week. If you already knew about the G-Kick Network, you might be interested to know the site is getting a whole new look as of this week, so be sure to go to gkick.net to see what changes are in store. I hope you have a drink and some popcorn, because it's time for a record-breaking look at podcast news. Two WoW podcasts in the past week have added a third permanent host to their crew. Congratulations to Rev Lafleur for being named as a co-host to TwizzCast, and congratulations to Nanania for taking a co-host seat at the table of All Things Azeroth. You can find each of these shows respectively at TwizzCast.com and AllThingsAzeroth.com. Feltron, the deranged creation of Haster from the Group Quest podcast, took its first steps this week with its pilot episode. This short podcast focuses on the art of being a warlock. Catch this new show at fel-tron.com. Speaking of which, Haster and Gulvin have a nice chat about the news, raiding Heart of Fear, and looking for raid on episode 91 of Group Quest. You can find this show at thegroupquest.com. I may be a bit late, but I still want to wish congratulations to Skolnick on his 75th edition of Warcraft Less Traveled. This has been a great series of segments heard on different podcasts over the years, and you can listen to this milestone segment itself at warcraftlesstraveled.com. In Caverns of Lore number 4, Janelle, Necroxus, and Satana take a journey through the times of the War of the Ancients. Brush up on your Warcraft history with this explicit podcast that can be found at cavernsoflore.podbean.com. World of Warcraft has a fairly popular collectible card game in addition to the MMO we all love, and if you're a fan of the CCG, then A Question of Gluttony is the podcast for you. A Question of Gluttony just celebrated their 100th episode. Find this podcast at wowtcg.libsyn.com. From Out of the Mist comes the return of WoWcast. Episode number 0 of version 2.0 of WoWcast features previous host Alashia passing on the reins to new host Jeppy from Control Out WoW. The pilot episode includes discussion of what listeners can expect in the weeks to come. Find the pilot and episode number 1 of this new WoWcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and thewowcast.com. Check out Arcanum of Azeroth Roundtable episode number 3, where the roundtable discusses different levels of ownership with special guest Alakaz. You can find this show on iTunes, Stitcher, or ArcanumofAzeroth.com. Congratulations to the AIE podcast on reaching 125 episodes. This week, Gomez, Aludra, and Akizod talk about what's happening with the guild in WoW and plenty of other games, while Stupid Genius and Ahud from AIE's Rift crew talks about the recent Storm Legion expansion. And if you're not an Alea Iacta S guildie, feel free to check out this show on iTunes or at youtube.com/theAIEpodcast. Send your Hey Jules intros to Torin Think Tank and you can win a 30-day WoW game card. Send your funniest, most creative entries to questions@torinthinktank.com and you'll be entered to win. You can send either a script or a recorded MP3 and they'll announce the winner and their Hey Jules during the intro of episode 30, which we'll record live on December 1st. There's no show this week due to the Thanksgiving holiday. In episode 145 of The Addicted Cast, Hip talks about his lack of heroic gear in WoW, Cypher gets sick, and there's a healthy dose of Halo 4 talk too. Find this explicit gaming podcast at theaddictedcast.com. Lore from Legendary and Tank Spot celebrates 3 years of the weekly Marmot with a third edition of the yearly Marmot. In this hour-long episode, Lore reflects on his time spent in World of Warcraft from the early days to the here and now. You can find this and the weekly Marmot at youtube.com/zamofficial. Congratulations to Noelle and Mallory of Heels and Headshots as they celebrate their 1 year anniversary on their latest episode. You can find this explicit podcast at heelsandheadshots.com. Take a journey through the Chaos Portal as this new podcast gets underway with their pilot episode. Good luck to this new WoW podcast in the making, which can be found at chaosportal.libsyn.com. Libsyn, by the way, is spelled L-I-B-S-Y-N. The Sundering is having a new contest where you can win a month of WoW game time, and all you have to do is... Okay, so The Sundering is a fun and explicit podcast, and this contest is also a little fun and explicit. So go to thesundering.net/contest to learn what it's all about. Lastly, a belated but well-deserved congratulations to The Hunting Party on reaching the 150-episode milestone. You can catch episode 151 with guest hunter Roger Brown from the Method Raiding Guild at huntingpartypodcast.com. And now for some more podcast news of my own. This week, I'll be a guest on episode 21 of The Training Dummies. I haven't recorded that episode with them just yet, but I'm sure we'll be talking about some stuff about warlocks and much more. Go to thetrainingdummies.com when that episode is live. As I mentioned earlier, Heart of the Swarm has a release date, and the beta for the expansion has been going on for some time now. If you're a StarCraft fan and you can't wait to test out the new units and features in some multiplayer combat, then I may have just what you're looking for. Thanks to the community team at Blizzard, I have a number of Heart of the Swarm beta keys to give away, and over the next couple of weeks, you'll have a shot at claiming one for your own. I'll be tweeting a beta key at 4 random times on the show's Twitter feed, so be sure to follow at Realm Podcast if you're not doing so already. I have plenty more keys than that, however, and to get your hands on those, we're going to spread a little love to a bunch of other WoW podcasts out there. Normally, I love to drop in on the live chat of a WoW podcast to hear the show as it's recorded when I can. So, over the next couple weeks, I'll be dropping in on chat rooms for a number of these shows, and either before or after the show, I'll post a beta key in the chat. The first to get that beta key entered in will get access to the Heart of the Swarm beta. I won't be announcing which shows I'll be on, or when I'll drop in, but I'll try to cover as many as I can that make use of live chat rooms. Odds are, if you've seen me in a chat room for a certain podcast, you'll probably see me there again. But I'm going to try to hit some shows that I haven't been to before also. So, good luck, and I hope that this contest helps introduce some of you to some other great WoW podcasts out there. For those of you listening in the United States, I'd like to wish you a safe and happy Thanksgiving this week. Last Sunday, I asked Twitter followers what they were thankful for, WoW-related or otherwise, so let's take a look at some of their answers. At Ladisius Warrior answered, "Thankful Blizzard gave me such a great anniversary gift. Totally gonna help me. No, wait, my tune is already 90. Jan from the Something Suggested podcast said, "I'm thankful that even though I have to walk everywhere, I have the ability to do so." Yeah, for some reason she often gets asked on her show what limb she would lose if she had to choose one, so I can definitely understand that. Haster from Group Quest and the New Feltron podcast replied, "I'm thankful for a couple of days of vacation that I can use to get back near the leading edge of content." The Shah of Apathy cared long enough to type an answer. Thankfulness really isn't what I do. Go ask Shah of Happiness. Well, the Shah of Happiness chimed in by saying he is, quote, "thankful for all my friends." Xantar, co-host of the Holy Shat podcast, said he was thankful for, quote, "my co-host Sigmandis, the podcasting community, and our listeners. Forever grateful." Even the Shah of Anger is thankful this week, answering, quote, I'm thankful for all of the wonderful anger flowing through Pandaria right now. Well, with drops being as random as they are, Shaw, I'm sure you're getting plenty of anger spoon-fed to you, even when you're a corpse. Just when you think the Shaw are done replying, the Shaw of QQ said it was thankful for, in all caps, mind you, all the loots peeps have lost. Bill from G-Chat and the Middle Finger Podcast said, I'm thankful that there are people with the stomach to listen to my podcasts every week, also my wife and daughter, and the state of Virginia. At Lita Wow replied, I'm thankful for still being here, family, friends, and fun, smiley face. Brazia from the Diablo 3 Shattered Soulstone podcast said, I am thankful for good friends, great family, and many blessings. Oh, and zombie turkeys. Last and certainly not least, WoW player and auction house addict Nev said that she was thankful for escaping need for chemo earlier this year, and some very good WoW friends who helped me through the whole thing, smiley face. That's definitely a great thing to be thankful for, and Nev, I wish you a very healthy holiday season and new year. For myself, I'm thankful for a number of things. I'm thankful to be employed, to be able to keep a roof over my head and food on the plate in a time where more people than you think can't say the same. And, of course, as I've said many times before, I'm thankful for all the support that you, the listener, have shown. I'm forever grateful for that, and I hope to inform you about even more WoW podcasts that you can be thankful for in the episodes to come. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press the play button and get back to saving up gold for that Brawler's Guild invitation. Unless you plan to kill Varian Wrynn or Garrosh, of course. There were no 5-star reviews on iTunes this week, but feel free to leave your own review of the show there whenever you can. Whether it's 5-star, 4-star, or otherwise, I'll likely give you a shout-out on the show. Realm Maintenance can also be found on Stitcher Radio, so be sure to thumbs up the show this week if you like what you're hearing. If you're a podcaster and have news about your show, or a commercial to send in, or if you're a listener with questions about WoW or WoW podcasts, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter, @RealmPodcast, or follow myself @Rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Feel free to add my battle tag, which is Row number 1846. I play both Horde and Alliance characters, and I look forward to seeing you in-game. Next week, this show will be running into some extended maintenance. The spotlight falls on the World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to, as the instance approaches episode number 300. Who will I be interviewing for this longer-than-usual episode? You'll find out next week. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. Realm Maintenance is a World of Warcraft podcast by Ro, copyright 2012. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to Shao for being on the show this week. Thanks to SafeShark Hosting for hosting Realm-Maintenance.com. Thanks to you for listening, and for those in the United States, have a happy Thanksgiving.
The WoW Podcast subreddit keeps up-to-date links on all the major World of Warcraft podcasts. It's your one-stop shop to find out all the latest and greatest WoW podcasts. Get caught up with your favorite shows and discover shows you didn't even know existed. If it's about WoW, it's on the WoW Podcast subreddit. Find out what all the excitement is about by visiting reddit.com/r/WoW Podcasts.